This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
It is a beautiful day, and I am so thankful to be here today. Today, you know, today is another day, isn't it? It's a day, and today I'm going to be talking about things that maybe aren't so pleasant, but on the outside, looking in, or just understanding things from God's perspective to the measure in which we can, you know, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world, and I am standing firm on that verse. And you might be in a place right now where you need to stand firm on that verse also. You know, people talk a lot about Jesus and the Bible and God. And, you know, the saying, the devil made me do it. It was kind of a, you know, it's kind of a statement. But in reality, you know, as you become a Christian or you start getting further in your faith and you start reading more of his word, you realize that there is this principality, there is this spiritual warfare that goes on, and it is real. And right now, I'm in a place where I am living in a constant fight, a constant struggle. And even though I keep saying, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, these things are still coming at me. Can you relate? Is that where you are in your life too? You know, we have, Rick Warren said it best, and I loved this, and I've said it in previous shows, is that, you know, our life is like railroad tracks. There's two tracks, right? And they're riding parallel to one another. And on one side, you have your highs, and the other side, you have your lows. So we can't look at our lives and just say it's really a low, 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 because there's something high in the low even, you know, being thankful for our health, even when we have attack happening to us. Being thankful for having a roof over our heads because so many people don't. You know, there are things that we are thankful for even in our circumstances because he says, in all things, give thanks. And that means even those things that aren't so fun, even those things that are just trials and tribulations and circumstances. And, you know, being over the 50-year mark, you know, there's some wisdom in it. And what I mean by that is that things that seemed so important and so, I have to deal with this now, we've got to fix it now, it cannot wait till tomorrow, no, we have to talk about it right now. I don't know, are you a person just newlywed? If you are, I can remember that those days. I can remember when I was a newlywed or a new mother. And all of those things that happen, they're new experiences. There's things that we have not experienced before. It's new domain. It's new territory. And as we get older and hopefully wiser, there's new territory. And I right now am in a place of new territory, and I'm not sure how to handle this new territory. And recently I had a decision to make on whether I was going to fight over the principle of something, and I was going to fight for what I knew was fair and right, or if I needed to let it go and let God. I had to let it go and just realize, you know what? It's not my money. It's not my material things. It's not mine anyway. It's God's. And so I had to make a decision to let it go. You know, like that new song that everybody talks about now, let it go, let it go. That's what I feel I needed to do, even though it doesn't feel right. And I still wake up in the middle of the night in cold sweats thinking, it's not right. And then I have to quickly catch myself and say, it might not be right, but God's in control. I'm not in control of the situation, but God is. And he is a loving God. And he knows my heart. He knows where I've been, what I've done, and he loves me anyway. And you know what? He loves you too. No matter where you've been and what you've done, God loves you. There's some peace and some freedom in that. It doesn't mean we don't have to do the work. Truly, we have to do the work. And we always have to look at the person in the mirror and ask ourselves, what part of this did we play? Because we need to learn from it, don't we? We have to learn from it, make it a lesson, a life lesson, because this life is a journey. It's not just going to be here today. You know, I was on Facebook last night around 2 a.m. I woke up in the cold sweats like I was talking about, and I was reading this story about a 29-year-old beautiful young lady who had the world in front of her, who is dying from cancer stage 4. And she's decided to go to a different state that will allow her to decide when she wants to die, instead of going through the pain and suffering of this disease that she knows she's going to die. And she's a newlywed, just married a year ago. And they wanted to start a family. And to listen to her talk, and she talks from her heart about what's important. And it touched me so deeply, because we get up in the morning and get ourselves dressed and we spend like an hour. It's 45 minutes. I don't know how much you spend. But think about how many hours we spend just getting ready in the morning. How much time there is. It makes me want to cut all my hair off, for one. But we waste a lot of time, don't we, every day doing those things. But what she was talking about is concentrating on when you are delivered this message of you have maybe 5 months to live. Think about that for a second. 5 months, 6 months to live. 29 years old, this young lady. She has 5 months, maybe six. What is she going to do with that time? You know, none of us have a guarantee of living till we're 100 or 80. We never know when our time will come, but it does come. But the difference is not what you do, but it's who you become and how many hearts and how many people you touch. That's what really matters. So what she said was that I wanted to make sure that the people that I love know just how much I love them. And I wanted to spend as much time as I could with those people. And she said that the people that she chose to be in the room on those final minutes, those final hour, the final minutes, were her mother, for one, her husband, and a really dear friend who is a physician. And maybe her stepfather also. So how many people is that for? If you think about it, who would be in that room with you? Who's important enough to spend those end moments with you? Because if you think about that, when you really narrow life down to what's really important, those are the people. Those are the ones that truly, truly matter. Everybody matters, and we are here to bring people to the Lord by our conversations, our actions, the way we live our life. Because there's people watching all the time. I always say that. You never know who's watching, but there are eyes watching. So I want to just let you know that the devil is real. And we don't understand everything that's going on, but there's spiritual warfare going on. And the more good you do, the more warfare you have. You know, it's just the truth. And when the devil sees that you're making a difference, he pours it on. He pours temptation on. He pours all of these things on that you have to endure. You know, you have to just make a decision of what's really important, and keeping in mind maybe this 29-year-old lady, this young lady. Maybe that's what you need in order to keep you on the straight and narrow. I don't know. But for some reason that was supposed to be said. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you, San Diegans, for listening in and all the way up and down the coast. The show has been around for over 4.5 years now, and I'm hoping that if you like, or if this has touched you in some way and you'd like to share it with someone, please do. And the way you can do that is either let them know what time and what channel and station, because it's all up and down the coast. San Diego, it's on there. It's all up and down the coast. And you can stream it online. You can actually get it on your app. It's a free app on your smartphone, so you can listen. Or iHeart. You can get it on iHeart. Or you can go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com, which is the name of the show. And if you go on there, there's a lot of different things that I've offered for you. There's 4.5 years of podcast by date, by subject matter, or by ministry or guest. And then there's also other things on there. If you click on the TV, you'll see video. And if you click on Helping Hands, it's got things you can download to keep and read scriptures and whatnot. I just, things that have helped me and molded me and changed me into who I've become today, who it's a work in progress, I guarantee you. It's definitely a work in progress. And we don't arrive. We don't arrive until we're in heaven and we're standing there in front of our Heavenly Father and He says, why should I let you in? You know, He will do that. And it's just a conversation and it's one-on-one. You know, you can't look to the left or the right. You have to look straight at Him, you know, and He's going to ask you that question. So hopefully you'll have an answer for that. So we're talking, I'm talking about a book that I've been reading. It's Wisdom for Crisis Times, because I'm in a crisis time. And maybe you're not right now, and congratulations and hallelujah. But if you are, because we always have, you know, there's different levels of crisis. And there's a time, you know, at turn. There's a time and a season for each thing. Which, by the way, I just saw the movie The Song. And if you have not seen that movie, it is the most, it's the best movie produced that has a Christian strong message that I've seen so far. And I just, emotionally, I'm still thinking about that movie. It touched me in so many ways. And I was there with a couple of my friends. And my daughter was the one that said, oh, my mom, you've got to go see this movie. It's the best movie. And so I highly, highly recommend that you go see Song. And it's great because it has music in it. It's just, it has so many levels of great things in it. So just go see it, would you, please? And, you know, contact me on SueFreeze.com and let me know what you think about that. Or if you have something you'd like to have discussed on the air, just let me know by contacting me through SueFreeze.com website. So I'm talking from a book, and it's by Mike Murdock, Master Keys for Success in Times of Change, because we are in a time of change. There's so many things happening, so many things coming our way. I will tell you from a business standpoint, because I am the owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, the Lord put me in a position of responsibility and leadership, and I don't take that lightly, and we are growing. We have many people working for us now, and with that comes a lot of responsibility. Also, what comes with that you know, some more attacks, some more issues, you know, like truck accidents or damage claims or insurance issues or this or that or whatever. And it's just, I don't know, there's a lot going on. And I have to say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I have to know that I have to have the full armor of God on to protect the company, a hedge of protection around Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services. And I have to have this conversation, almost this yelling match with the devil, telling him he's defeated in Jesus' name. And you have to use Jesus' name in there. You have to, because that's where the power comes from, is saying Jesus' name. So you have to say that. But you have to actually really have this fight and tell him he is defeated and that you are a conqueror and you are victorious. Why? Because Jesus says we are. Because he already took all of that away from us so that we could be victorious. And so we have to believe that and have faith in that, even in our circumstances when it doesn't feel and it doesn't look like we are victorious right this moment and right this second. But we are victorious because Jesus says we are. The battle has been won in Jesus' name. And I am telling you, I'm really strong about this right now because it is real. It is so real. So don't take it lightly. If you feel attack, if you can't explain things and there's things happening, understand it's warfare. It's spiritual warfare going on and you have to fight it. Don't think I'm crazy because I'm not. I'm really not. It's real. When we're talking about the wisdom, key wisdom steps, over the course of time, I've been going through this book and other things have come in and it's not been systematic or in one after another. So you'll have to go and check when I spoke on this before, because I will mention Wisdom for Crisis Times with Mike Murdock. Anyway, so we're talking about the weapon of unwise friendships, because I'm trying to guard, I'm trying to give you advice or giving you biblical scriptures that back up what I'm saying now, as far as, you know, having yourself protected as much as possible, because you have to do your part. You can't just sit back and do nothing. You have to do your part. So part of that is knowledge. For lack of knowledge, people perish. So get the knowledge. Where do you get it? From the Bible. So it says, weapon of unwise friendships. Friendships unravel and destroy or build and reinforce your vision and dream. Do your friends help reinforce your marriage with the presence of God and subconsciously motivate you to love your mate more than ever? Then they are probably beneficial to your marriage. And here's scripture. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. That's Proverbs 13:20. You know, there's 31 Proverbs, one for each day of the month. So just if you're not sure where to go, flip open to Proverbs and read one a day. And even just doing that, getting that little bit of bread, you will be fed and it will help you. Memorizing helps too. You know why memorization is important? I lean on certain scriptures, and sometimes I might not have a Bible handy, but it might be, even on this show, there are scriptures that pop into my head because I've read them before. And I might not know the address, but I know the gist. Like one time I was talking to, and it was Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you, not to harm you. I had that in my mind. I didn't know where it was at the time. Now I know, because it's such a great scripture. He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise. So are you wise? Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33. So that right there tells you that you need to pick your friends. Don't let them choose you. I've always told my children that. They're grown up now, and we need to pick our friends and pick them wisely. My mom used to say, you are who you hang out with. And I agree with that. It's true. So whatever you want to rub off on your children, help your children pick good friends. And whatever you want to rub off on you when you admire somebody and their character, that's who you want to hang around with, is somebody that has good character, somebody that has good morals, somebody that's not using foul language and not talking derogatory about the opposite sex. You know, you want to be around people that are going to build up, not tear down, right? So, you know, think about that when you're in a room, when you're looking for friends, because you should choose them. The next one he's mentioning is the weapon of sickness. I can tell you that with all of this worry and strife that I'm facing right now and lack of sleep, sleep is so vitally important. What we eat is so vitally important. What we hear, you know, what we listen to, what we eat, everything, all of those senses, whatever we're doing, we need to choose what's happening, what's going inside, and choose what's coming out of our mouths also, because we can be our worst enemy by speaking things that are not truth. Oh, that was so stupid. I've heard people say that so much. And I'm such a dummy. You know, no, you're not. You're not. And don't say that anymore, you know? But weapons of sickness. Thief of love, it stole into my home in the midnight hour. I discerned not its goal, its strength, nor its power. Little by little, the marriage declined. Sickness stole the love once so divine. What this is talking about, it's a little poem, but it's talking about a mate who becomes sick. The love relationship will be affected. That is one of the reasons I believe sickness and disease are satanic. Sickness is a thief of love. You know, if you're sick and you have to take uppers or downers, okay, it changes your mood. It changes, you know, how you are. And that can actually cause huge strain on a relationship, marriage or any relationship. So sickness is often a third party that pollutes, stains, and destroys a successful marriage. It has hurt more marriages than anyone will ever realize or admit. And the next one would be the weapon of the unbridled tongue. Are you saying things that later you regret? Are you saying things that you have to say later, I'm sorry that I said that? This is one of the most dangerous enemies you must learn to master. One unkind statement can poison 20 years of relationship. That is the importance of having the Holy Spirit in your life to flavor and put compassion in every word you utter in your home. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's another Proverbs 18. So on the 18th day, that's the Proverbs that you'll read. On the 18th day, you're going to read that scripture. The tongue boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter of little fire kindled. And the tongue is a world of iniquity. The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. That's James 3:5-8. Weapon of unrealistic expectations of a mate. Boy, wow. You know, when you meet somebody, you are interviewing for a position. Did you know that? When you're dating, you're interviewing. You know, being an employer, I interview. I'm always hiring, by the way, if you need a job. I'm always hiring. And we have 6 offices covering from San Diego to San Luis Obispo. So, but when I'm hiring, I need to know what the job responsibilities are, because you want to make it somewhat of a good match. And I always say that I can train skill, but I cannot train attitude. So high on the scale for me is when I'm talking to somebody is I'm trying to get a feel for their character, what's important to them, what they like, what they dislike. I ask those questions. Why did they leave the last job? What was the reason for leaving the last job? These are all telltale signs of that person and what's important to them. And I always ask them, you know, what is it you want to get out of life? I mean, what are your dreams? What are your goals? Because I want to know if this job is going to fulfill those goals for them, or if maybe there's something better suited for them. And in personal relationships, isn't it the same way? Don't you know what it is you need or want in a relationship? If you don't, then maybe you should spend some time alone with the Lord and ask Him to reveal to you what's important, and then get a notepad out and write some things down. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, have a checkoff list. There's nothing wrong with that. Is looking for a godly man or a godly woman important to you? Should be. What are the important things on your list? And, you know, when you find somebody and you're all butterfly-y in your stomach and all that, you know, you need to still go through that list to keep you straight and strong and clear. Clarity is really important. But expectations are so important. And if we have unrealistic, for instance, right now, we are the busiest you can be right now with the heat wave and the bug season being upon us. You know, it's very seasonal in our industry. And right now is the busiest time of the year. So for us, it's like everybody wants it yesterday. And so for us, we have to let our customers know that we're not going to be there in an hour. And we have to have a little leeway because of travel time, because we don't know the last stop, you know, what the customer was needing. So we don't know exactly how much time and if we're going to be there within a certain time. So we have to let them know that the expectations need to be fair for both sides, right? So if we have undue expectation, we're not going to meet that expectation. And therefore, there's going to leave a bad taste in someone's mouth. And that's not what we're here to do. So in this it says, but God will never allow a husband or a wife to be a substitute for Him. In fact, He encourages us to find satisfaction through our own relationship with Him, not dependent on what others do. Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Galatians 6:4, which means that we have an individual responsibility to have an individual relationship with our Heavenly Father. And He wants to be first, not second, not third. He wants to be first in this relationship. So you need to understand that, you know, you need to go there first. You need to align yourself with the Lord first. And then your side is your spouse or your partner or your significant other. That is the person that's beside you. But at the head of you, on top and in front of you, is your Heavenly Father. So you need to make sure that you've got things in the proper order in order for proper things to happen. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and more of these weapons that we are needing to guard against and be aware of so that we can have a better life here on this earth. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, for sponsoring this show. And if you know somebody that has a respiratory issue of any kind, the book that was mentioned a little earlier is a very good book. I am the writer of it, but it really is heartfelt, and it really has some great information on helping those that you care for or love, on how to avoid or, you know, minimize the triggers that happen with asthma. Asthma is just getting worse and worse and worse, and the knowledge is really helpful in order to fight that fight. So that book is out there for you. So to continue on, we're talking from a book from Mike Murdoch about Wisdom for Crisis Times, Master Keys for Success in Times of Change. And the next weapon is financial problems. We all have ups and downs in this department too, I'm sure. And, you know, if you're treading down water you've never been on before, we have to understand, first of all, that it's all God's. I know that I had to. I had to keep seeing that, you know, even though I've worked really hard and I've spent so many hours building this thing up, you know, it's still a problem. And it has been said that financial problems are the number one cause for divorce. When there are money problems in marriage, mates begin to blame each other. Overspending, pride of ownership, and covetousness can only be cured through faithful stewardship. Victory comes through total trust in God and the willingness to be patient after sowing seeds of diligence and finances into God's world. You must also expect your harvest. So the eyes of man are never satisfied, Proverbs 27. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory of Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19. And here's the next one. Weapon of spiritual isolation. You know, the devil wants us to isolate ourselves. And we, you know, out of ego, pride, embarrassment, sometimes we just don't want to let others know that we're struggling, that we're having a difficult time. And that is so hard, because that's what the devil wants us to do, because we become isolated and we internalize. You know, during this time that I've been fighting my battle here, I've realized that I have had to fight this depression, because things aren't what I was used to. A lot of things have changed. And so for me, I tend to isolate myself and not make myself out there as much. And so I see exactly what this is all about here. And I've talked about it many times. So I understand if this is you and you are isolating yourself for whatever reason, if you're believing something such as you're unworthy, or maybe it's unforgiveness. Whatever it is, understand that you are pulling yourself away and people are there to help. And sometimes we, I don't know, we just feel like we don't want to share these vulnerable places in our lives, in our hearts. And you know what? That's when God can work miracles, is when we allow that in. It is vital that your marriage be under the covering of a man of God in your community and in your home. This is the importance of having an effective and knowledgeable pastor and a thriving church home. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another. Hebrews 10:25. You know, I have lots of people that tell me, you know, yes, I am a believer, but I don't go to church. And, you know, I've been to churches where the pastor has let the whole congregation down because of their own temptation or their own, you know, sinful nature. But it's still better. It's still better to be in a home where there's other believers, because people will let you down, but God doesn't let you down. It is also important that the husband be the priest of the home, presenting spiritual leadership to his mate and family on a daily basis. Okay, men, did you hear that? When this is lacking, the foundation for a good marriage does not exist. That's really something, isn't it? You know, it's not an easy job to be a leader of any state. You know, like in business, to be the leader in a business, you have the decisions and you have the final say. And that doesn't come without consequences, and it doesn't come without that burden of, wow, you know, you have to gain as much information as you can in order to make an educated decision that's going to be best, or at least you think it's going to be best for the whole picture, you know, the big goal. And in the home, it's, you know, that lays on the man. According to the Bible, the head of the household should, and it says it should be the man. And that means that he has a huge responsibility that he has to answer to God for, right? And the woman is to submit to the man. It's very difficult when the man is not leading. And I get you. I understand what that's about. If a man is not leading, then where, what does the woman do? And if the man's not leading the children and disciplining the children, what do? Just let your children go awry? Do you just let them do whatever because the man's not fulfilling his responsibility? Or does the mother, wife step in and do what's needed in that situation? That's a tough one. It's a tough one. What can I say? God never consults your past to determine your future. This is wisdom key number 37. If divorce happens, God is anti-divorce. He is against anything that hurts and crushes people. Divorce is a heartache to God. Some people refuse to put forth any effort to make a marriage work. You must face that. Some marriage partners contemptuously cross the boundary lines of faithfulness and flaunt their so-called freedom as they crush the hearts of their mates through infidelity. Others willingly become slaves of alcoholism and drug addiction, leaving their mates to scrape, scrimp, and exhaust their life energy to pay bills and provide for their children. I'm feeling there's someone out there that you're relating to that. That is such a tough call. And what I can say, and this is just me talking right here, right now, and I will tell you that if you are in danger, if you are somehow being affected negatively, physically, emotionally, pull yourself out of the immediate situation. If you've got children in the home, they're watching this, they're seeing this, what type of role model are we teaching our children? So pull yourself out of a tough situation like that. Just get away to where you're not endangered in any way, okay? You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And here's one that I've learned firsthand. First is, those who created yesterday's pain do not control tomorrow's potential. Isn't that good? And here's another one for you. You cannot change the nature of another person. Only God can. And only with that person's permission. There's some people that are not going to change in your life, maybe. There's some people that they are who they are, and you can love them and accept them as they are, but we can't expect them to change. We can pray for them on a regular basis, and I would highly recommend doing that, because God can change, but we can't, and we can't control another. We have control over only who? Ourselves. Right? That's who we have control over. That's who we have decisions to make that are going to affect the outcome. Here's another one. You cannot make someone love you. Increasing your sensuality will not make your mate more faithful. Faithfulness is a condition of the heart, not merely the surrounding circumstances. So let's move on into a new future as we cross this bridge called divorce. They say that divorce is tearing of the flesh. It's, you know, ripping. And you know, I don't know anybody that's come out of a divorce situation, whether it's a child or an adult, that hasn't had some effect of divorce. I came from a divorced family, and I can tell you that, you know, it just affects you. There's security issues. There's abandonment issues sometimes. There's rejection issues. There's just issues, and those things they're there. And you can't really deny them. I mean, you can try to avoid thinking about it, but you don't really... They don't go away. The only thing you can do is really address them, you know, address them head on and realize how that affects whatever it is you're doing now. And sometimes the effect can be a good thing because you're saying, okay, this is what it felt like to do that. So maybe I don't want to do that. So what can I do to prevent that going forward, right? Which is life lessons. Right? Wisdom key 39, misery is a yesterday person trying to get along with a tomorrow God. What? What does he mean there? 8 milestones on the bridge of divorce. My own experience of divorce, this is him talking, Mike Murdoch, affected me dramatically. I wept for days, weeks, months. My mind was in shambles. My heart was broken. Rebuilding seemed impossible. That is when God taught me a very important truth. Divorce is not a dead-end street. It is a bridge to a different future. Divorce connects you to another dimension of God's world. There are 8 milestones in obtaining total healing following divorce. Are you ready? Your heart. Divorce creates broken hearts, not only a husband or wife, but the children left behind. Wrecked, tormented, you feel betrayed, rejected. Your individuality and uniqueness were not desired, respected, nor pursued. Your love was unreturned. I am so thankful for a loving Heavenly Father who promised to give us new hearts. A new heart and a new spirit will I put within you. Ezekiel 36:26. Wisdom Key 40, your measure of forgiveness to another determines God's measure of forgiveness to you. That is so true. In the measure in which you forgive, you too shall be forgiven. When you experience divorce, memory can appear to be your enemy. It replaces the past pain. God has to heal your memory. Time will not. I have met people who have been divorced for 20 years who still spewed out bitterness, hurt, and their pain. If time heals, God is unnecessary. Change your focus. Stop looking backward and start looking forward. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and this show is about help to the helpless, hope to the hopeless. It's about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And truly, that is my heart. That, through all that we go through, everyone has a story. And I love to hear people's stories. I want to hear your story. I would love for you to connect with me on the Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com site. Go on there, connect with me, please. Tell me what you've received from the show. Tell me what you're facing right now. Tell me what the issues are that you're facing so that we can talk and we can connect. Can you do that, please? And please share this show with other people. Would you do that for me? Would you do that for them? Maybe there's people you know that would benefit from listening to what's being said here. And if that's you or you know somebody, please just, share, okay? Give. Wisdom Key 42, stop looking at what you can see and start looking at what you can have. I like that. Your conversation must change. You must stop discussing your former mate. Wisdom Key 43, your focus determines your feelings. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue and praise, think on these things, Philippians 4:8. You know what? I have to memorize that. I have to memorize that one. Because isn't that good? Whatsoever things are true, what's true, what's honest, what's just, what's pure, what's lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue and praise, think on these things, Philippians 4:8. You know, when I think about Philippians from memory, 4:4 is rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And 4:6 is be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And then in 4:8, think about what's true, honest, just, pure, lovely. Isn't this great? Maybe we should just open up Philippians and read Philippians. When you get done with Proverbs 1 through 31, one per day, maybe we should open up Philippians and look at that. Do you know Philippians is the book of joy? I don't know about you. Could you use some more joy? I know I could. I could use some more joy. Your former mate is not your enemy. Satan is your adversary. Divorce is the result of your battle with Satan. Yes, it is a loss, a failure. But it does not have to be fatal, not final. God can begin to piece your life together again. Divorce will constantly be in your mind. Naturally, whatever you think about decides the direction of your thoughts. Think about that. What do you focus on when you're thinking? What are your thoughts? How are you focusing? Because where you focus your thoughts is where the rest of you goes. It's kind of like, I kind of equate it to this. I'm sure you have. You ridden a bike? And when you're riding down the middle of the street, I remember this as a child, I tried to ride my bike on the middle line, that yellow line down the center of the street. You know what I'm talking about? And when I'd look straight down in front of me, I would try to stay on the line and I could not stay in that little yellow line. I couldn't ride straight. I couldn't steer straight. But if I looked down the line, if I looked down further down the line, it was much easier for me to drive straight. Try it. If you've not tried it and you don't know this lesson, it was a lesson for me. And what does it tell me? See, I do this a lot. My parallel thinking, it's kind of odd sometimes. People, wow, where'd you get that? But truly, I do this a lot, you know. But I was, when I was riding my bike, when I was, I don't know how old, but I'm riding down the street, I'm like, oh, isn't this cool? You know, if I look further down the line, I can stay on that line. But if I look straight down, I can't. And isn't that true with a lot of things? The fear factor gets in there, number one. And number two is because we don't have this vision going further out. When we're doing anything, we have to have the vision that's further out, because then all the decisions and all of the regrouping and precisioning we need to do, we can't do it because we're looking straight down. And we shouldn't look down anyway. Let's look up. How about you? Let's look up. Up is much better than down. It totally is. I don't know if somebody needs to hear that. That's really kind of funny. Anyway, so I want to read from my book that I always read out of, and it's so amazing to me, and I say this all the time, but it never ceases to amaze me just how much relativity there is between what my topic of discussion is based on my life experiences at the moment, because I kind of just share what's going on with me with you. And I'm hoping that by doing that, it opens up the floodgates or opens up a little bit of you being able to be vulnerable. Look, I'm on the radio talking about this stuff, right? So if I can talk about it on the radio and be transparent and vulnerable, you might be able to talk to a friend about what's going on with your life. I mean, really, don't you think? I think it would be great if it would open up that door just to give you that courage to open up a little bit and let somebody in. Let somebody know what's going on with you. Because you know what? That's what we need to do. God wants us to do that. He wants us to have relationships. So this book is right on target again. Amazing, but not really, but yeah. In order to hear my voice, this is him talking to you. In order to hear my voice, you must release all your worries into my care. Entrust to me everything that concerns you, everything. This clears the way for you to seek my face unhindered. Let me free you from fear that is hiding deep inside you. Sometimes, you know, we have that gut feeling, you know, that sick feeling inside of us. And a lot of the times it's fear that's hiding deep inside of you. But if we really open up and trust him, he's going to let you see his face, and it's going to be unhindered, and he'll take that fear away from you. Sit quietly in my presence, allowing my light to soak into you and drive out any darkness lodged within you. Do you get the visual there? I'm going to say that again. Sit quietly in my presence. I don't know about you, but that's hard for me sometimes. Sit quietly in my presence, allowing my light to soak into you and drive out any darkness lodged within you. Accept each day just as it comes to you. Accept it, remembering that I am sovereign over your life. Rejoice in this day that I have made, trusting that I am abundantly present in it. He's there. Instead of regretting or resenting the way things are, thank me in all circumstances. Trust me and don't be fearful. Thank me and rest in my sovereignty. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, I like to give scriptures. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now see, I'm almost done with the show, and there's scriptures that I have held to, clung to, spoken. We're not written anywhere. They're in my mind and they're in my heart because they're scriptures that I've read that I remember. And here I am reading from another book for today's date. And God knew the topic long before I knew it. He knew the topic that we were going to talk about today. people out there that are saying, you know, how do you know there's a God? Well, things like this, little things like this that aren't so little, really, if you think about it. He knew what we were going to talk about today. He knows every word that we speak before we speak it. He knows every hair on our head and when we're in our mother's womb. That is overwhelmingly amazing to me. How about you? I mean, when I think about that, how special are you that he sacrificed his only son for you? So when that little voice comes in saying you're unworthy, can you realize just how special you are? Can you just grasp just a little bit of that? Because when you do, healing occurs, freedom occurs, and you can understand and you can hear his voice. Because he wants to have a conversation. He wants to have a relationship with you. And he's got a place in your heart that you're filling maybe with other things, trying to fill this little void in there. And nothing's going to fill it, I can tell you right now, because I've been there. Nothing's going to fill that void because he has placed this void in there for only him and the relationship you can have with him. I know that. I totally know that firsthand. You don't have to believe me. That's okay. I just know because I've lived and I know. Getting back to this first book with Mike Murdock, and we're talking about your focus determines your feelings. You must think ahead, not behind. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Isaiah 43:18-19. Your social acceptance. Friends suddenly change. Couples distance themselves from you. Your close friends may even become jealous that you might suddenly prey on their mates. So they want to have distance. People in the church mutter between themselves. There's two sides to everything. I wonder what we haven't found out yet. Believe me, I felt some of the same distancing in my own life, especially because I was a minister. I was supposed to have all the answers. You know, slander is deadly. So next week, we'll go forward on this and just continue and pursue this. And I'm hoping that something that has been said, it's in the Lord's hands. You know, I'm an open vessel to be used for him. And I'm sure there's something here. It's up to you whether you want to receive it. And when you receive it, it's up to you if you're going to take action because of what you've heard. There are a lot of people that hear scripture, but it doesn't touch them deep enough and it doesn't cause a reaction. The pain has to be worth the gain, they say. And I agree with that. It does. And sometimes we live life habitually and we don't change our focus and change our direction. And this journey is going to continue the same. If you don't like the journey you're on, you have the option. God's given you a choice. You can make a change today. And I hope you do that with the Lord's help. So until next week, God bless you and be a blessing to someone each and every day.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.